Okay. My heart's really heavy for my home state. First, let's pray for all the people in Texas who are affected by the shooting. And then the second one is for my little sister, Renee Guilford. She has a doctor's appointment today to get results from some blood work.
You say Gifford?
Guilford.
Guilford, okay. Uh-huh.
So let's just pray that she gets some positive results.
Yes.
And then let's continue to believe with Joe and Neva Pyatt for Joe Pyatt's complete healing. And let's pray for them today as Mr. Joe has an appointment. Let's just, I'm believing, I'm putting myself in agreement and believing that there's going to be more good news.
Yes.
So if we can pray for those.
Well, I want to think, one of the things that has amazed me is watching Neva's faith. Mm-hmm. And when she talked about one of the things that she does is kneel by his bed every night and pray. And I'm impressed with that because God answers prayer.
Yes.
He does. So first, Lord, let's pray and everyone join your faith with me. I can't imagine the devastation of the people who lost children yesterday. Father, we just come to you, Lord, for all of the broken hearts, Lord, in Texas and those around the world that are grieving, Lord, for this situation. Father, I just pray, God, that somehow, Lord, that you will come in and that you will turn this situation around, that you, God, will make darkness light, that you will show them, oh God, that you're bigger than this situation. Father, that you did not do this, you did not cause this, this was the enemy. But Lord Jesus, no matter what the enemy does, you can turn this situation to a way that somehow glory and good can come out of it, Lord. Only you can comfort hearts, only you can be there with them, only you can make the crooked straight. And I ask you, Lord Jesus, to step in. I ask for the parents, God, that you will go to them, for the grandparents, Lord, for the family of the one who caused the problems, God. I know there must be suffering too. And I just ask, God, for the Holy Spirit to intervene and you make a way where there seems to be none, Lord. And we thank you for it, Jesus. Father, I just pray for Renee and be with her in her doctor's appointment. Lord, we pray for positive results, that you will work all things to her good and your glory, that you would just help her in all things. God, you know the situation. We don't know, but we trust you, God, and we put it in your hands, and we thank you that you promised to answer prayer. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how we love and thank you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for Joe Pyatt. Lord, we see that you've already been moving. You've already shrinking those tumors. And Lord, we just believe that you're giving him health and long life, that those tumors are going to go to nothing. And God, he's going to fulfill every day that you have planned for him. I thank you for Neva and that you will strengthen her. I thank you for the kind of faith that she has today, Lord, that she has tenaciously hung on to your word and believed you, God, whether she saw anything or whether she didn't. I pray that we may grow ourselves to that kind of faith and stand strong, God, for the things we have need of, God, and believe you that everything they have need of in the audience today, God, that you, Lord, will supply their need, that you will touch them, God, and you will help them to get a fresh glimpse of who you are, Lord, that we each, God, can get balanced, Lord, in you, that we can get our equilibrium and we can stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we can put on the whole armor of God, that we might be, oh God, faithful, strong servants of the Lord. Be with us today, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Joshua's Crossing, located at the Promise Center here in Elk City. They are our Facebook sponsor for today. And then Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And then the Refuge Church, located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. Pastor Tammy Bailey is an amazing woman of God. Yes. And Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. If you do not have a home church, please please go visit some churches and ask the Lord to direct you to where He would like you to go. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
At Bordice and Ford, we think it's better to give than receive. And we're giving thanks to every one of our customers for allowing us to be your Ford dealer for the past 27 years. As the weather is changing, we encourage you to visit our service department if your brakes are squeaking, your heater is struggling, or your vehicle isn't running at top performance. And shop our new and pre-owned inventory with vehicles arriving daily. Experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Sister Judy Gifford. Her title for today is Overcoming. Back to you, Sister Judy.
Okay. I just want to talk about some scriptures here. Psalms 107:20 says, "And he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions." A really good thing to do when, particularly if you're in a spiritual battle, and almost everybody is at some point or some level, you have a health issue or your family member has a health issue, and if it's healing, go through the word and begin to write down. Or you might even, there is a book right here, and this is called Scriptures to Live by Greg Moore, and this is just scripture. It's just totally scriptures to use in different circumstances. And you can go through this and freedom from pain. And it gets, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." And you just go down all, and he's got them categorized, and he's got the scriptures. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have this, you can order this from Andrew Womack Ministries, and you can look online and see how to do that. You can call the number, and if you just Google Andrew Womack Ministries, the number will come up. But get scriptures and apply them. One lady said, "Write your name on them." I have back when my kids were young and I needed healing, I just went to some scriptures that I could find and wrote Brad and Brent, you know, and God did healing in their lives. Second Peter 3:18-14, "Seeing you look for such things, be diligent that you may be of him in peace, without spot and blameless." And it's telling us how we should be. This is in James. "Be sober and vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks around seeking whom he may devour." And the Bible says, whom resist steadfast in the faith. And there's scriptures like, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that's Romans 8. And I actually wanted to read that one if I could find it here. I've got Mother's Bible instead of my own. So it just says, if God did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? Okay, here it is. "But he who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" If he gave Jesus his very best, then why won't he answer your prayer about healing or other things that you need? He will. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? Shall Christ? It's Christ that died, and yet rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. So that's another good thing to remember. When you go to pray to Jesus, he intercedes to God for you. There's times I've wanted someone to pray for me. Well, Jesus is praying for you. And it says, What shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sore? As is written, for your sakes, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creation or creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Friend, you're an overcomer. There's nothing that can separate you from him. If you want to make it, you can make it. If you say, you know what? As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And if my house won't serve the Lord, then as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. Your house will serve the Lord. Sometimes we didn't start early enough. And then sometimes kids go through a season of time in their teenage and youth years that they wander away for a while. But if you train them right, the Bible says they will come back. They will come back, and they will follow the way that is right. So don't stop praying for your prodigals. Keep praying for your prodigals. Keep hanging on, because God wants them more than you do. And he just wants you to keep praying, and he's going to be the one to bring them home. So you stand firm and believe, you know what? This is not moving me. This is not moving me off God's promise. This is not moving me off God's plan. You know what? The devil may be trying. But I talked to Dwight, Pastor Dwight, last night. I heard him say, he said that you got to remember that the devil is just a fallen angel. Mm-hmm. He's just an angel that fell. He's not omnipotent. He's not God. He don't know everything you're thinking. But mm-hmm. we tell him so much that we're thinking through this right here. And then he knows how to come at you because you just told him. You just told him how to come at you.
Come on.
You just got through saying, this thing is that, and that thing is that, yeah. And here's how I feel. Well, now he knows what to jump on.
Yeah.
Now he knows that, that ticks her off real bad. Well, let's get a lot of that to happen to her.
Yeah.
You know what? Because she just told us. You're giving the devil strategy on how to come against you with just your mouth. Because
yeah.
He is not omnipotent, and he does not read your mind. He does put ideas into mm-hmm. your mind.
Come on.
He can put ideas in your mind, because the Bible says cast down imaginations. Well, if imagination is coming at us, who's put it there?
And me.
Well, one lady told me one time, we were in prayer. We had gone up to the prayer room and we were praying, and she stopped and said, can I confide in you? And I said, yes. She said, I'll be sitting in church and the most vile picture will come into my mind. And she said, she's so disturbed about it. So I said, did you invite that? Did you want that? She said, no. I said, so did you entertain it? No. Okay, then you know, wasn't you, right? You know, that was the devil. So what, because he's trying to disturb your worship. Mm-hmm. He's trying to keep you from worshiping God and getting upset. Because it's like he's coming up going, watch me, look at me, look at me.
Yep.
That's what he does. Instead, you go, get out of here. Who are you? Out of here, and just cast it down. Because Corinthians, you go, you can do that? Yeah, you can do it. You don't have to think everything that just comes in your mind. Comes in your mind and go, whoop, that wasn't God. That wasn't me. I don't want that. Out of here. And Jesus did that. He finally got tired of the devil coming and saying, look what I'm going to give you. Because see, remember, he knew the devil's a liar. Mm-hmm. And even if he didn't want anything from the devil is a thief and a liar. He knew his nature. He knew who he was. Sometimes we get fooled and we think, oh, he can give us that. No, he can't. He can't even give it to you because he don't even have it. He's homeless. He got kicked out of his home. He don't even have anything. Jesus, when he appeared before God, God said, where you been, Satan? He said, just roaming to and fro across the world. That's all he does, going to and fro across the world, seeking whom he may devour, seeking trouble that he can cause. And that's all he's going to do. So, now I forgot what I was saying. You say something, give me back my thought.
Whenever, I'm just going to share a little something. This happened a few months It's been a few months, probably 6 months or so. It was probably last year sometime, and I had just left this program, and I was on my way home, and as I was going up there by Love's and Roma's to get onto I-40, as I was approaching I-40 on ramp, and it gets on to the left lane, the fast lane, there was a semi coming. And as I'm in the car, in the van, and I'm just going, my daily stuff, just going home, as I approach the highway, and I began to get on the highway, he's in the far lane. He's in the right lane. And we're coming like nose to nose because I'm gaining speed to get on the highway. I don't want to get on the highway where it's 70 miles an hour going 50 in the fast lane, you know. So I'm kind of getting up there. And boom, this image of me taking my wheel and jerking it right in front of the semi. If I didn't know better, I wouldn't have known where that came from.
You didn't know, yeah.
I may have reacted and been dead right now.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did not react. I responded.
Mm-hmm.
When that image came, immediately I heard the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard the spirit speaking in me, I began to speak it out.
Mm-hmm.
Out of this right here. Out of my mouth. And instantly, it was gone. Instantly. I can't imagine how many people have battled suicidal thoughts and tendencies. How many people have reacted instead of responding.
Mm-hmm.
I have been in church. In church. And I have felt this one time, it was really bad. I was sitting there worshiping, just doing what we do in church, loving on the Lord, you know, mm-hmm. and just being in His presence. And I felt a winding up my body. And it got to my chest, just under my armpits. And it began to like squeeze. And it felt like it was squeezing from the outside. And I'm sitting there in church, worshiping
mm-hmm.
and praising. And in a war.
Mm-hmm.
In a spiritual war.
You didn't think that could happen in church. Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I literally thought I was going to have to call 911. And I'm sitting there trying to breathe, put my arms up like this so I didn't freak nobody out, you know, and I'm just sitting there like this, and I'm praying, Lord, I don't know what this is, but I know it is not from you.
Right.
I know.
Because it wasn't good.
And I don't.
Every good gift comes from above.
And I'm like, Lord, I don't. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Do I call 911? What do I do? What do I do, Lord? And then I heard, go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So I got up as soon as I could. I got up and I went to the bathroom. And when I got to the bathroom, I heard the spirit. And I began to say what the Spirit said, mm-hmm. speaking in tongues. Mm-hmm. And within a few seconds, it was gone. Gone. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, Lord, thank mm-hmm. you. Thank mm-hmm. you, Lord. That was the most uncomfortable thing, you know. So we have to. We have to
spiritual warfare.
Get to a place where we can discern the thoughts, whether they're ours, the enemy's, or from the Lord.
Right, right. And we've got, for me, I'm feeling like God's, I've got to develop a tenaciousness greater. I've had it all my life, and yet mm-hmm. walking through a season where I have to refine, mm-hmm. redefine those things, but a tenaciousness against, it's almost like the Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh mm-hmm. and blood, but against principalities, powers, and evil rulers in high places. It's a wrestling match. Yes. And it's not like mm-hmm. it's out there.
Nope.
It's not like I pray and it's out mm-hmm. there. Now, sometimes I pray for other people's stuff out there. But when it's me, it's up close, it's in your face, it's attacking your body at times, mm-hmm. or different things. Or I think somehow he studied our psyche, because we have, he's watched how we've reacted to other mm-hmm. things. He's almost knocked it over, didn't he? It's we've okay. watched how we retreated. I remember one time I was in a yard and in front of our house, and I was about the fifth grade, and this little boy come up. I still remember his name. And he would start pestering my brother. Now, I was the defender of my brother, and he was 4 years younger than me. And I don't remember what he said to my brother. All I remember now is he and I were getting ready to fight. Now, the problem is my fighting, what I thought fighting was wrestling. And with my brother, who's 4 years younger, I was a pretty good wrestler. I could wrestle and be the winner, and that was the whoever was on top was the winner, you know. And there was no hitting or fighting or biting or kicking or anything like that. We had all gotten a whipping, you know. But I was the stronger of my brother. Well, this guy was my age, and he was in my class at school. He was in my yard pestering my brother, and so I'm going to take care of him and pin him to the ground. Except when he started fighting, he wasn't fighting fair, and he wasn't fighting the way I knew how to fight. I thought wrestling was fighting. He went, and I'm like, so what's this? And I'm like, he's getting ready to hit me. He was getting ready to go, boom, you know. And I'm like, oh, I dropped, I ran, I boogied. I got out of there. I ran through the front door, yelling as hard as I could yell for my daddy. Daddy, so and so's in the yard. He's fighting us. And, I mean, my daddy hit that front yard, and that kid hit the road, and he was gone in a split second. I did the right thing and called my daddy. That's my response sometimes. But now I have to be careful when the enemy comes up at me like mm-hmm. this, not to drop and run. Now, I would call out, Jesus, help me. That's one thing, because that's mm-hmm. the right thing to do. But retreating and just sulking back is not. Just retreat. Well, I can't do anything about it. No. With me, like, I was an obedient child. I got a lot of whipping, so I know I did some things wrong. But it seemed like I got a lot of them. But retreating isn't, you can't do that with the enemy. I mean, there's a place to rest and hide in Jesus. That's where we find our retreat. We run to him. And there's times he fights our battles for us. And sometimes it says, there's one that says, it was too strong for me. It's Psalms 18. And it says, the enemy was just too strong for me. And there's sometimes when, like Raymond, he was too much for me. I didn't know how to handle that booger. And there's times that we don't know how to handle the enemy. And that's where we retreat to Jesus and we run to him. But not to sulk back and say, well, I can't fight him. Or say, okay, Raymond, you win. You win. What do you want to do? Go ahead and harass the dentist. I don't care. You know, I won't do anything about it because I'm afraid of you. No, that's not how we do. We run to get daddy, right? We run to Jesus, or we find some strategy. We find an equalizer, right?
I use baseball bats.
A baseball bat.
Whenever my brother and I was in school, we was on our way home, and these three bigger boys, they punched my brother, my older brother, and knocked the breath out of him. So me being me, I ran home and ran to the room and grabbed a baseball bat.
Whoa.
And ran out the door, and my mom was like, what are you
equalized
doing? And my mom said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going to go hurt these boys. Putting it nicely.
In front of mama, you better put it nicely.
Huh? Yeah, I didn't, but I'll put it nicely since we're on the radio.
Okay.
And I'm a different, I'm a new creature now.
Right. Amen. I wish I'd have brought my purple Bible. I knew I was going to need it. This is not my Bible, and I found out it makes a big difference. This is my mother's Bible. It says, for the Lord my God will light my lamp. He will brighten my darkness. For by thee I've run through a troop, and by my God I've leaped off a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He's a shield to all those who trust in him. Who is God? Save the Lord. Who is a rock? Save our God. Is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like the feet of a deer, and he set me upon my high place. He teaches my hands to war, so that a bow of bronze is broken in my hands. Thus give me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath helped me up, and thy gentleness hath made me great. Thou hast enlarged my steps under me, that my feet did not slip. I pursued mine enemy and overtaken them. Neither did I turn again until they were consumed. I've wounded them, that they are not able to rise. They are fallen under my feet. And this is talking about demonic spirits. There's another one says, here it says, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdueth the people under me. He delivers me from my enemy. Thou hast lifted me up above those who rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises unto thee. Great deliverance giveth he to his king, and showeth mercy to his anointed, to David, and his seed evermore. But there's another one up here I wanted that says, he's delivered me from my strong enemy. It says, he brought me also forth into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord reward me according to my righteousness and the cleanness of my hands as he recompensed me. For I've kept the way of the Lord and not wickedly departed from my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and I did put away none of his statutes. I was upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me with the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, and the pure thou wilt show thyself pure. I still can't find that. He sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. There it is. He delivered me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They came upon me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay. So what I'm saying, there's times that we really spiritually, we're just like have to be still and seek the Lord, because it's just like the enemy's too strong. We know he is not stronger than us in Jesus, but with us alone, he is stronger. Sometimes we can't figure out the strategy. We don't know how he's coming against us. We don't know what to do when he's coming against us. And so we get into the word. We get scriptures. We seek the Lord. I've asked the Lord sometimes for a dream. And lately I've asked the Lord for a dream, and he hasn't given me one. He's like, no, we got to walk this out. We've got to walk this out to the end. So I want to tell you, if you're in a trial right now, grab scriptures. And sometimes there's things we just literally have to walk to the end of it till we come to the end of it. I would really rather be delivered out of it. I would really, God, just do something miraculously, put me out of it. But he did give me a breakthrough. I've gone through some pretty tough stuff lately. But the Lord, I was watching Marilyn Hickey and Sarah, and she had Greg Moore, the one who wrote this, and he's from Andrew Womack Ministry. And I respect him because I'm listening to the Healing University, and it's and he's teaching on it. He's doing such good teaching. And then when I was up at Andrew Womack's Healing Conference, Greg Moore was in the I had seen him on the Healing University, and then he was in the hall, he and his wife. So I stopped him and told him that I was listening to that, and it was good, and thank you. And he prayed for me standing in the hall. So when he came on TV this week, I was all ears, and so I listened to him. And he was talking about his book here, the scripture book. And he said, but before I go on, I was praying before I came out here. And the Lord has given me a word for someone. And he said, you have been, I was just bawling. He said, you have been in a long siege of an evil day. And he said, and God wants you to know that. And it, First Chronicles 14:11. And 1 Chronicles 14:11 just talks about David and how there was a breakthrough. And he said, and God is giving you a breakthrough. I sat there and I wept and I shouted. I was taping it. And I listened to it the next day, and the power and the anointing wasn't there. I realized how much the Lord was using that right there to deliver me, to straighten the crooked, to show me exactly what had happened. How did the enemy attack me? How did I react? I don't know why I reacted that way. I don't know. I retreated when I was, and just like, well, you know, have you ever, has somebody ever, maybe never, you've seen it on TV, somebody walk up, just slap the fire out of somebody, you know, and you're like, and they just take it, you know? Mm. Well, we can't do that with the devil. We got to find our weapons. Guess what? Because he ain't just intending to slap you because he's mad. He intends to take you out.
Yes.
He intends to deceive your mind. That's why you can't play mind games with him, because we may think it's a game, but it's not a game. He's very sincere, and he's instantly to take you out. So anything that you perceive is of the devil, drop it. Go away from it. Get away from it. Don't entertain it. Don't let people in your house that's going to tell you heresy sit there out of niceness to listen to them. Say, I'm sorry, excuse me, I can't listen to this. Goodbye. Don't let the devil just come in. One guy opened the door. His wife said the Lord showed her a dream. And in the dream, she said a snake came to the door and kept knocking on the door. And finally, the husband got tired of it. He went and just opened the door. And when he did, this snake came in and curled all around him. And it was just squeezing the life out of him. Yeah. And she said, and I was doing dishes, and the girls were putting on makeup, and nobody was paying any attention, that daddy was dying, that this thing was squeezing him to death. Well, guess what? It literally, he wound up succumbing to what they were saying, and losing out with God, and it was a tough situation. So I'm saying this: don't entertain the devil out of niceness. So I got to be nice. No, you don't have to be nice to the devil. You don't have to be rude to people, but you can put your foot down and go, excuse me, no, I don't have time. One man was there to tune my piano, and he said, he'd been there before, and he'd asked me to watch a performance and his pastor preach. And so out of niceness, I sat down because I was tired. And so while I was tuning my piano, I just took his cell phone, and I sat down, and I went to sleep, and I didn't watch. And so anyway, he said, I don't think you saw all that. I wanted to back it up. He realized I went to sleep when paying attention. So anyway, year passed, and every year I have it tuned. He's back this time. He said, while I tune your piano, would you watch my pastor preach? And I said, no, sir. I have things to do. I just answered, said, no, sir. I'm busy. I have things to do. And so he was fine, you know, but sometimes we have to do that. No, sir. Excuse me. No, I don't do that. No, sir. I don't go there. No, I don't participate in that. Sorry. This is what I do. This is what I do. Hey, want to come to church with me? You know, you know what? Because the world would like to influence you. So sometimes, all time, we have to know. I want to tell you one other thing that the devil will try to do to you is he will try to confuse you on who you are in Jesus. And it's part of, you know, when you, particularly you widows out there, that your world has changed. Everything you knew for 52 years and 9 months is no longer there. And your whole world. And it's kind of like you had this in your life, and now you're down to this. And you live on this half. And it was really nice when you lived over here, and everything was flowing together, and all the everything that person did and was part of your life, and it was delicious, so to speak. It was wonderful. It was powerful. It was enjoyable. It was life. But now it's diminished because for some reason it was time for them to go home. So now we're learning. And it's very easy. One lady walked up to me and said, well, I was his wife, But now I don't know who I am. You know, and so it's just a rethinking. And widows, mm-hmm. I think widowers feel that way too sometimes. Well, here's everything that we'd planned was her and me. Everything we were going to do. And this is what we were going to do in our future. And now she's not here. What do I do? Is God still going to use me? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. He is. He has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To give you a hope and a future. And you will come and pray to me and I will listen to you. And you will search for me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So as you do that, God's going to say he repurposes you.
Mm-hmm.
He reshapes you, remolds you. So hang on and endure. And one more thing, there's a book called Endurance. And it's all about Shackelford, this captain. And he took a boat. They were going to go up to the top of the world, the equator. They were going. And they got stuck when they were going up there in ice that formed around their boat. And literally ice broke the boat as the ice mass was so huge. Yeah. And then parts of it break off here and there. And he said that boat would actually groan under the pressure. Of. So they had to get their stuff off. They had dogs and sleds and food and what have you. They had to get all that off. And literally took them a year to get back. Mm. But walking on the ice, playing on the ice, sleeping on the ice, getting back to a place where they called Elephant Island, I think, and they got back to that. But anyway, the whole year, and you're reading that book, you're just like sitting on your tin ear, like, how in the world did they endure? But there's, you know what? It's not, from this point on, we got to realize we're too close to the coming of the Lord to play our life away. We're busy living life, but we've got to realize the day and the hour in, and the Bible says, when you realize these signs are there, lift up your head and look up because your redemption's drawing nigh. Yes. So we've got to learn who our enemy is. Who is he? Satan himself. Who does he have? Imps. But who is he? A fallen angel.
Yeah.
He is not God. He's not God's equal.
No.
You can easily overcome him through the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. And that's all you have to have. You have to run to Jesus because you have no other protection. It's Jesus. You run to Jesus. There's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. None. That's it. But when you run to Jesus, he's got that protection. And if somehow we've encountered the enemy, that's because he's afraid of you. You're doing something for God. If people aren't doing anything for God, why should he bother them?
Come on.
You know. But when you're doing something for God, then he pulls out the big troops sometimes and comes after you. But when he does, you know what? You got the word of God. You got friends that'll come over to your house and pray. She's come over many times, and we've had some prayer sessions. And guess what? It works.
Yes,
and just hang on. When all else fails and you've prayed and you can't quite seem to get the answer, then hang on because the answer's on the way.
Amen. Wow, thank you so much. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all, and I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from my grandson, Angel Vega, and from the beautiful sister, Judy Gifford. Y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Come on. Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.